This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says it looks like Iran is responsible for Saturday's attacks on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. The president spoke to reporters in the Oval Office on Monday during a meeting with the Crown Prince of Bahrain. Trump said afterward he does not want war with Iran.
I'm not looking to get into new conflict, but sometimes you have to.
He says if it came to that, the United States is ready. The president met with U.S. military leaders earlier in the day and has announced that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other U.S. officials will travel to Saudi Arabia. North Korea says diplomatic talks with the U.S. could resume in a few weeks. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The North says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. The North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam, collapsed over disagreements over sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
6 weeks after the Indian government imposed a partial clampdown in Kashmir, the Supreme Court is directing authorities to make the very best endeavor to return normal life to the disputed Himalayan region. The judges also asked the Indian government to ensure smooth functioning of schools, hospitals, and public transport. The Supreme Court did not order the government to take specific action to address the crisis. Italian police arrested three men on Monday accused of torturing and extorting money from migrants at a Libyan detention center. Prosecutors in Sicily ordered the arrest of two Egyptians and one Ghanaian after several people recognized them as being their suspected tormentors. They allegedly ran a migrant camp in Zawiya, Libya. This is VOA News.